الحمد لله رب العالمين على فضله وإحسانه أمر بالصبر وأثنى على الصابرين ووعدهم أجرا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وكفى بالله عليما وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما أما بعد عباد الله servants of Allah سبحانه وتعالى اتقوا الله تعالى في جميع أحوالكم واصبروا على ما ينالكم fear Allah عز وجل as he deserves to be feared and be patient with whatever befalls you in this life. ففي هذه الخطبة نتكلم اختصارا عن فضل الصبر. In this khutbah we will speak briefly about the virtue and excellence of patience. Now be patient upon whatever befalls you in this life. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا يُبْتَلَى بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ. As long as we are living in this life, we are going to be tested and tried with good. We are going to be tested and tried with evil. فَبِحَاجَةٍ إِلَى الصَّبَرُ الَّذِي يَسْتَطِيعُ بِهِ اجْتِيَاجْ مَوَاقِفَ الْإِمْتِحَانِ. Therefore, every single one of us requires patience so that we can get through these tests and these trials. And no doubt, brothers and sisters, glad tidings for the people who are patient upon a tawheed, worshipping Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, along with our early partners. Glad tidings for those individuals who are patient upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Glad tidings for those people who are patient upon the obedience of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Glad tidings for the males and the females who are striving to please Allah in this life, not worrying about the opinions of the people and the blame of the blamers. Glad tidings for the woman who chooses to cover with the libas, the covering of modesty, at a time of corruption and immorality. Glad tidings to the brothers who cling to the masajid of Allah to escape the trials and the tests that this world may throw at them in any moment and at any minute. But brothers and sisters, we require a sabr, patience. And as the Shaykh al-Fawzani mentioned, وَقَدْ جَاءَ ذِكْرُ الصَّبْرِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ فِي تِسْعِينَ مَوْضِعًا. Patience is so important in the religion of Islam that its mention is found in 90 places in the Quran. Imagine that. It is so important that Allah Azza wa Jal in His book, which is a guidance for mankind, Allah has mentioned it 90 times. فَإِنَّ الْإِيمَانِ نِصْفَانِ. Because faith, iman, comprises of two halves. Half of it is what? Half of it is patience. And half of it is showing thanks and gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wasabar, patience is what? Huwa habsan nafs, restraining the soul. Wa kama alimtum, and as you are aware, wahuwa thalathatu anwa', it is of three categories. Sabrun ala ta'atillah, وَصَبْرٌ عَنْ مَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ وَصَبْرٌ عَلَىٰ أَقْدَارِ اللَّهِ الْمُؤْلِمَةِ. The first is to be patient upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The second is to be patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah. The third is to be patient upon what Allah has decreed for the servant, which may be painful and distressful for the individual. As for the first, الصَّبْرُ being patient upon the obedience of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فمما لا شك فيه أن في الطاعة مشقة. There is no doubt that performing acts of obedience, it involves some difficulty. For example, ففي الصلاة, the prayer, إتعاب للبدن وحرمة من النوم. It involves exertion of the body. It involves what? Deprivation of sleep. The person who wakes up to pray Salat al-Fajr wakes up at a time where many people are sleeping. So the person has to be patient upon that mashaqqa. And no, brothers and sisters, that is the greatest jihad. Fighting against your soul day and night to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Any coward, mentally disturbed individual can go out and blow up themselves and murder innocent people, wal-iyadu billah. That's a coward. That's not jihad. True jihad is the jihad of the soul. Fighting against your nafs to wake up and pray Fajr. Fighting against your soul to pray the salah as Allah commanded you. And that's a daily battle. And a daily struggle. And it does not stop until we are placed in that grave. وَفِي الصَّوْمِ مَشَقَّةٌ مَشَقَّةُ الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطْشِ. Fasting also involves some difficulty. We just finished Ramadan. Glad tidings to those brothers and sisters who continue upon righteousness after Ramadan. Glad tidings for them. However, woe to those people who disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla after the blessed month of Ramadan has passed. Every believer can relate to this. Fasting the month of Ramadan, it involves some difficulty of hunger and thirst, but you are patient in fighting against your nafs. You are patient in staying away from your lusts and your desires. But brothers and sisters, the reward is great. The reward is great for the one who is sabir, is patient upon the obedience of Allah. The one who is patient upon the obedience of Allah, no matter what the people around them are doing. Brothers, when we are placed in that grave, and that grave is a reality for each and every one of us, for the men, we've all been to a janazah. We've looked at that hole in that floor. We've seen the body that's shrouding. Either that grave is a pit of torment and punishment. May Allah protect us from that. Or it is a garden from the gardens of paradise. May Allah bless us all with that. However, that requires what? As-sabru ala ta'atillah. Patience upon the obedience of Allah. That comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَدْ حَسَّنُوا الشَّيْخَ الْأَلْبَانِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. That prayer will be at the head of the believers in the grave. And on the right will be the fast. And on the left will be the zakat. And there comes other righteous deeds that are mentioned at the feet. Taqula salah, the prayer will say, look how righteous deeds from the thamarat of sabr, the fruits of being patient in this world, obeying Allah. The salah will say, there's no entrance from this direction. The prayer will protect him in the grief. There's no entrance from me. Some will say, the fasting will say, you can't come from my direction. The righteous deeds will be the only thing protecting us and giving us solace in that grief, where we will remain, every one of us, until the hour is established. Remember the hadith about the man who appears to the believer with a beautiful appearance, with beautiful clothing, and he will say, I am your righteous deeds. Brothers and sisters, is this not enough for us to be patient upon the obedience of Allah when we are living in this life? The Shaykh, he said, وَهَذِهِ الْمَشَاقْ لَا تُلَائِمْ رَغْبَةَ النَّفْسِ لأنها ميالة إلى الراحة شحيحة بالمال حريصة على الحياة والبقاء. He said, there is no doubt that the difficulty involved in performing these acts of obedience is not something that is agreeable to the soul, because the soul, it leans towards relaxation and ease. That is why, brothers and sisters, look, just think about it. A person can spend hours and hours in front of a television screen, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, or hours and hours in gatherings where there is no benefit, or hours and hours, some people, grown men, can sit and play video games, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. How much patience do we have in coming to the masjid to pray salah? How much patience do we have in coming to the masjid praying salah? How much patience do we have coming to the masjid and learning how to read the book of Allah, which is the furqan, the criterion between right and wrong, which is a guidance and a cure for the believers? How much patience do we have in learning our religion? No doubt this is a battle, a struggle. The Shaykh, he said that also in addition to that, the soul is miserly and stingy with wealth. It desires the world, the life of this world. It desires to remain in it. And in addition to that, you have the shaytan. يُخَدِّلُهَا وَيُكَسِّلُهَا. You have the devil trying to instruct the soul to be lazy. And that's why in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet taught us to say in the morning and the evening, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ نَفْسِي وَشَرِّ الشَّيْطَانِ وَشِرْكِ. I seek refuge with you, O Allah, from the evil of the devil and the evil of my soul. The evil of my soul, the evil of the devil, and his incitement to commit shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. The two sources of evil, the soul and the shaytan. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all against them. But for that battle, that jihad, that struggle against the nafs, and that battle against the shaytan, it requires what? It requires patience. The one with no patience is naked, has no armor, no protection. فهي بحاجة إلى الصبر الذي تستطيع به الثبات على الطاعة وتحمل المشقة كما أنها بحاجة إلى الإيمان الذي تدرك به حسن عاقبة الطاعة فيسهل عليها تحمل المشاق طمعا بحسن العاقبة. So no doubt, brothers and sisters, remember the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. There will come a time that the one who holds on to their religion is like holding on to hot coal. And you hear people saying, you know, I've been patient. Does patience stop? Patience upon the obedience of Allah is until the angel of death comes and takes the soul from the body. It does not stop until that point. Likewise, even with that, والصبر على طاعة الله ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام. Being patient upon the obedience of Allah, the scholars, they say this is of three types. نعم, being patient in obeying Allah, you can divide that further into three categories. الصبر قبل الطاعة. You have to be patient even before you do the act itself. This is what? By purifying your intention and making it solely for the sake of Allah. وَتَرْكُ الرِّيَا وَالسُّمْعَةِ, and staying away from showing off and wanting fame. Patience. Before you even do the righteous deed, purifying the niyyah for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, alone without any partners. Does it stop there? No. حَتَّى الصَّبَرْ فِي أَثْنَاءِ الطَّاعَةِ. Even there's patience when you're doing the act. What does that mean? Being patient when you are performing the action itself, it requires what? And to adhiyaha ala al-wajh al-mashru', that you do it in the legislative fashion. You do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No, you do not pray as you want to pray. You pray as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to pray. How many of us are certain that our prayer is in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When we fast like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to fast. When we give zakat how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to give zakat. And likewise, any other act of ibadah, And brothers and sisters, again, that requires knowledge, which again requires patience. Does it stop there? Patience does not stop there. There's even patience after you've done the righteous deed, which is what? That you are patient and you do not reveal it. Rather, you conceal it from the eyes of the people. Nor do you nullify it. If, for example, you gave charity, you do not nullify it by reminding the person, I done such and such for you. Or trying to harm on account of what you have done, which some of the people fall into. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Do not nullify your charity by what? By harm or reminding others. How many people do that? You know, I done such and such for al-Islam. Ya akhi, did you do it for Allah, for the praise of the people? Did you do it for Allah, the praise of the people? I gave such and such amount of money. Did you do it for Allah or the praise of the people? That's the first category of a sabr. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. The second category of patience, brothers and sisters. As-sabru an ma'asiyatillah. Being patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah. And no doubt again, this is also great and important. Brothers and sisters, think about the time that we're living in. How many people can be patient in staying away from the fitna of Instagram? How many people? How many? How many people from those that we know have the sabr to stay away from the disobedience of Allah on social media? How many people? Just think of that. How many people have the patience to stay away from disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, حَبِذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَمَّا الصَّبْرُ عَنْ مَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّ النَّفْسَ أَمَّارَ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي فَهِيَ مَيَّالَ إِلَى تَنَاوَلِ شَهَوَاتِهَا وَلَوْ كَانَ فِي ذَلِكَ مَضَرَّتِهَا وَسُوءِ عَاقِبَتِهَا. Again, the soul, it is known, instructs a person to do evil except for the soul that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon. It inclines to lusts and desires. Look at the level of immorality around us. Who would even think that man would go to this level of indecency in certain places and with certain actions? Even if this involves what is harmful to the soul and it leads to an evil ending. وَالشَّيْطَانُ يُزَيِّنُ لَهَا ذَلِكَ. The devil beautifies the disobedience of Allah. فَإِذَا لَمْ يُمْسِكْهَا صَاحِبُهَا بزمام الصبر جمحت به إلى حضيرة المحرمات. The Shaykh said, if a person does not take the soul by the reins, controlling it, directing it, then it will run towards the domain and the realms of forbidden actions. وَحِينَئِذٍ يَصْعَبُ عَلَيْهَا إِسْتِرْجَاعُهَا فَحَبْسُ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ مَشَقَّةٌ أَسْهَلٌ من استرجاعها بعد أن ترتع في الشهوات. The Shaykh said, it's easier for you to restrain your nafs from the beginning, from the disobedience of Allah, rather than letting it disobey Allah and then you try and bring it back, because that's harder. But brothers and sisters, that tells us the battle that many of us have. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every child is born upon the fitra. فَأَبَوَاهُ. The parents make the child a Christian, a Jew, or a fire worshipper. Meaning what? The environment that a child grows up in, no doubt it can corrupt the fitrah, the natural state that Allah Azza wa Jalla creates us in. So therefore, the more immoral our environment, the more immoral the place that we live, the more immoral our behavior. If we were involved in things that were muharramat, munkarat, it's maybe harder, rather than someone who never was tried with these things. But what? That's the jihad that we have to wage in order for us to be from the successful against the nafs in staying away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why in places where immorality is prevalent, a person seeks refuge. Where? Refuge in righteous places. Look in Surah Al-Kahf that many of us may have recited today, which is the sunnah on the day of Jum'ah. Allah tells us a story, and we will talk about that inshallah in a future khutbah, about a group of young people. Due to the people committing shirk, due to the people being upon immorality and disobedience, the disobedience of Allah, they fled to a cave. They fled to a cave. Brother, you can't flee to the masjid. Sister, we can't flee to the obedience of Allah, the house of Allah. People say, I'm being trialed. What are we doing about that trial? And again, glad tidings to those brothers who are patient upon the obedience of Allah. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Success is for the pious. Glad tidings to those sisters who are patient upon the obedience of Allah. Tuba, the Prophet said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِلْغُرَبَى There's a tree in Jannah known as Tuba for those individuals who are strangers, meaning they are patient upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How many of us flee? We're being tried or tested. We have an addiction. How many of us flee to the masjid? How many of us stay in the masjid? How many of us go and make ibadah in the masjid? How many of us? But look at those individuals that Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Look at those individuals in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the life of the prophets and the messengers. Look at the life of the companions. Look at the life of the righteous. And see the level of patience. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى He said, وَمِمَّا يُعِينُ عَلَى الصَّبْرِ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ شَيْئًا Two things. Help the servant stay away. Be patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah. He said, first, النَّظَرْ فِي الْعَاقِبَةِ وَسُوءِ الْمَصِيرِ Before you do that act of disobedience, to aid you to be patient in staying away from it, look at the evil consequences and outcome of that act of disobedience. Look what is mentioned in the Quran about it. Look what is mentioned in the Sunnah about it. How many people do that? They may be, their soul may be inciting them to evil. The shaitan may be calling them to evil. The devils of mankind may be calling them to evil. How many of us take a moment? Let me read the Quran about the ayat that speak about these acts of disobedience. Let me look at the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, brothers and sisters, immorality has no end. The son of Adam will never be content until again he's placed in that hole in the ground, until the turab is placed upon his body. People who disobey Allah, al-ma'asiyah tajurru ila ukhtiha. Disobedience, it leads to more disobedience. Immorality, it leads to greater immorality. Greater filth. None of us knows what disobeying Allah is going to lead to in our personal lives. We don't know. May Allah protect each and every one of us. None of us knows what that act of disobedience is going to lead to. None of us. That is why it's better. That is why it is obligatory upon us to be patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah. Brothers and sisters, ask some of those individuals who have been humiliated by the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even in this dunya, many of them would give everything that they have to escape it. But what about yawm al-qiyamah? When the criminals are faced with the hellfire, and then they will want to ransom everything just to come back and do what? Nightclub party? Be an Instagram superstar? Be a Facebook superstar? No. So they can come back and do righteous deeds. May Allah bless us to be patient upon them. The Shaykh, he said, the second thing, Al-Haya min Allah, being modest and shy before Allah. Allahu Akbar. Again, glad tidings to those brothers who have the quality of Haya, shyness, which is from Iman. Glad tidings to those sisters who have the quality of shyness, which is from Iman, being modest and shy before Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْمَعْ مَا شِئْ If you have no shame, do as you please. How many people around us, we see them with no shame and they actually, they do as they please. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Being modest and shy before Allah, الَّذِي خَلَقَهُ وَأَنْعَمَ عَلِيهِ وَنَهَاهُ عَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ Who created us. Allah who blessed us with all the blessings that we have. And also prohibited us from disobeying him, تبارك وتعالى. فَكَيْفَ يُبَارِزُهُ بِفِعْلِ مَا نَهَاهُ عَنْ وَهُوَ مُطَّلِعٌ عَلِيهِ فِي كُلِّ أَحْوَالِهِ وَجَمِيعِ تَصَرَّفَاتِهِ How can the servant be so bold to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal when Allah Azza wa Jal sees everything that they do? وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ
واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. اما بعد، brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, praising those individuals who are patient, Allahu Akbar. Praising those individuals, as-sabiruna al-ma'asiyatillah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Glad tidings to the brothers and the sisters who are striving to fear Allah. Don't pay attention to the blame of the blamers. Don't pay attention to those people that try and make you feel guilty that you're trying to fear Allah. Statements like, oh, you think you are righteous because you go to the masjid now. Or you think you are better because you go to the masjid. Or they call you Salafi, please. Or they call you Mutashaddid. Or they call you this. Or they call you that. Don't pay any attention to them. Look what Allah says about those individuals in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because that is what matters. Our standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. And as I mentioned to you many times, the opinions of the people many times are worthless unless they fear Allah Azza wa Jal as He deserves to be feared. And I've mentioned to you, if we use just social media as a measuring tool to see if the opinions of men matter or women, obviously it doesn't. Look how many people follow immoral people. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, brothers and sisters, those people who are patient, brothers, those sisters who are patient in trying to fear Allah, fulfilling His commands, staying away from His prohibitions, fulfilling His rights, and then also fulfilling the rights of the creation as Allah has commanded us. What did Allah say about them? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for the one who fears standing before their Lord, they take hold of their soul upon the obedience of Allah. They are patient, staying away from the disobedience of Allah. They are patient. And they prevent their soul from the lusts and the desires, Allah said, then paradise will be their dwelling. May Allah grant us all Jannah. Glad tidings for the believers. Bushra lakum. Look what Allah says about the sabirun. Al-qism al-thali. As-sabru ala aqdari Allah al-mu'lima. The third type, brothers and sisters, of patience is what? Being patient upon the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jal, which the servant may find distressful or painful. من أنواع الصبر فهو الصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة بما يجري على العبد من المصائب. And this is what? حبس النفس and الجزع, that you prevent your soul from being annoyed with what Allah has decreed. وحبس اللسان للتشكي, you prevent your tongue from complaining. Don't complain to the people. Take your issues to Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, mourning is allowed, but what? In the legislated fashion. But niyaha, wailing, is forbidden. It's not allowed. Likewise, striking the cheeks or ripping the pockets, that was done by the Arab. But any type of behavior which shows that you are not patient and that you are displeased with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is not allowed. Brothers and sisters, as-sabru ala dhalika yakun fawra nuzul al-musiba. Being patient with this is when the calamity strikes, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as-sabru inda sadmati al-ula. Patience is when the calamity hits you. But again, glad tidings. Look, brothers and sisters, how many times in the Quran Allah gives glad tidings to the believers. Those who are trying their best to fear Him as He deserves to be feared. But at the same time, Allah warns those individuals who disobey Him and those individuals who turn away from His commands. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Surely we will trial them, we will test them. Test mankind in what? They will have a deficiency as it pertains, or some harm as it pertains to their families, as it pertains to hunger, as it pertains to fear, as it pertains to a loss of life, as it pertains to a loss of agriculture or wealth. But give glad tidings to who? Those who are patient. Glad tidings. Glad tidings to the patient. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who are they? Alladina idha asabatum musiba. Those when they are afflicted with a calamity, they say what? What do they say? Do they say, I've had enough, I can't do this no more? I can't do it. You can't do what, akhi? Sister, you can't do what? There's an end to fearing Allah. There's an end to being patient. Who are these individuals that Allah Azza wa Jal, again, glad tidings to these individuals. Allah says there are those individuals, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, we belong to Allah, and to Allah we will return. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah says upon these individuals is the blessings and the mercy of Allah. And they are those who are guided. Now when they walk among the people, they're the guided. They are patient upon what? The obedience of Allah. They are patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah. And they are patient upon what Allah has decreed for them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to be from amongst them. And by Allah, brothers and sisters, the happiness of sa'ada fi dunya ala hasbi tahqiqik lihadihi sabra thalath. Your happiness in this life, it will depend upon how you actualize these, the level of your actualization of these three categories of patience. And also, your state in the akhirah will depend upon how much you are perfecting these three categories of patience. And I'll start with this, alhamdulillah, something that all of the brothers and the sisters, inshallah, are familiar with. It's the introduction to what? When we read the books of Ahlul Ilm, the scholars, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, not the books of the Thawriyin, not the books of those revolutionaries, those who bring chaos to the Muslims and the Muslim lands. الَّذِينَ يَنْصَحُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْخُرُوجِ وَالْإِنْقِلَابَاتِ وَالثَّوْرَاتِ كَمَنْهَجِ الْإِخْوَانِ الْمُفْلِسِينَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. نعم, مُجَدِّد الدَّعْوَ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ. What did he say at the beginning of the three fundamental principles? اِعْلَمْ رَحِمَكُ اللَّهِ. Know, may Allah have mercy upon you. أَنُّهُ يَجِبَ عَلَيْنَا تَعَلَّمُ أَرْبَعِ مَسَائِلٍ. That is obligatory upon each and every one of us to learn four matters. What is that? Again, al-ula, al-ilm, knowledge. Knowledge. وَهُوَ مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ وَمَعْرِفَةُ نَبِيهِ وَمَعْرِفَةُ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ. And this is to know Allah, know His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and know the religion of Islam with proofs and evidences. How many of us are seeking that type of knowledge? الثانية العمل به. Secondly, implementing it. Firstly, striving against the soul, being patient in what? Acquiring that ilm. Secondly, being patient in implementing that knowledge. This is the da'wah of the anbiya. Implementation of that ilm. Not just knowledge without implementation. That is like a tree without any fruit. Worthless. Al-thalitha is what? A da'wah to ilayh. Calling to it, inviting others to it, to this good, to this blessing. الرابعة الصبر على الأذافي. You are patient upon any harm that comes your way due to it. Even if the whole of Instagram, even if everyone on the earth was to turn against you, you are patient upon the harm on this path. You are patient upon it. And he brought us a proof, what? The surah that Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, Rahimahullah, هذا الإمام الجليل محمد بن إدريس الشافعي إمام من الأئمة رحمة الله عليه. لو ما أنزل الله إلا هذه السورة لكحتهم. If Allah only revealed this surah, it would be enough for mankind. Enough for mankind to be happy in the dunya and the akhirah. والعصر, by time. How are you using your time? How are we using our time? Glad tidings for those who are using it correctly. Woe to those who are wasting it. والعصر, by time. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. The whole of mankind is in a state of loss. Everyone. No exceptions. No matter the color of their skin, no matter the language they speak, no matter what tribe they come from, everyone, no matter how many followers on Instagram or Facebook, everyone is in a state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except for those who believe. You lack iman, the khusran here is mutlaq, is absolute. There's no hope for that person. Unless he يتدارك and he believes in Allah عز وجل. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات and those who do righteous deeds. وتواصوا بالحق and they advise one another with the truth. And they advise one another with patience. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless us all to be from individuals who implement these four. May Allah عز وجل bless us to be in environments where we see these four things being practiced. We ask Allah عز وجل أن ينصر المسلمين في كل مكان. We ask Allah عز وجل to give المستضعفين the weak from the Muslims a way out and to give them a path to their success. وأقم الصلاة.